From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Audie Cornish. Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas is facing tough times. He's long been a proponent of a peaceful solution to the Arab-Israeli conflict, but he's facing increasing opposition from Palestinians. NPR's Lourdes Garcia-Navarro traveled to the West Bank and filed this report.
The Qalandia checkpoint between Jerusalem and Ramallah is best known as a flashpoint between Palestinian protesters and Israeli security forces. The images of masked kids throwing rocks by the painted concrete wall here are ubiquitous. Again last week, protesters gathered at Qalandia, but their focus wasn't Israeli soldiers. It was Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas.
I think the Intifada III will be against Abbas and his followers, not against the state.
I think there will be an Intifada or uprising, not against the Israelis, but against Abbas and all the corrupt people around him.
This is one of the protesters. He won't give his name for fear of reprisals. He says he's a staunch supporter of the Fatah movement, which dominates the Palestinian Authority, but he no longer supports its leader, Mahmoud Abbas. He says he came out to protest because of a recent series of arrests in the West Bank by the Palestinian Authority. The sweep netted 150 people. Officials said they were rogue militants or guilty of corruption. The protester disputes the account, saying most of the people arrested in his neighborhood were party loyalists who are simply no longer happy with Abbas.
I think they are trying to silence people because Abbas and his regime have not been able to secure a Palestinian state. They have not been able to help the economy. And his security agencies are dealing with the people with a police state mentality.
That mentality, say protesters, was on full display at another demonstration a few weeks ago.
For 1 hour, maybe 45 minutes or 50 minutes, they were beating me.
That's Mohammed Jaradat, a freelance journalist. He says people had gathered to demonstrate against a possible Abbas meeting with the then Israeli deputy prime minister. Despite showing his press card, he says he was beaten at the event and then again at the police station. Jaradat says the leadership here has blamed the Israeli occupation for all the ills in Palestinian society, but increasingly the young people, after the Arab Spring, are calling the Palestinian Authority to account.
And they are worried about this. They want to keep the in power, they want to keep control of everything, and they don't want any opposition for them.
Mahmoud Abbas has been Palestinian president since Yasser Arafat's death in 2005. A longtime supporter of nonviolence and a two-state solution, Abbas was initially seen as a person Israel and the West could do business with in terms of negotiating an end to the endless Middle East conflict. But the peace process is paralyzed with little prospect of becoming ambulatory anytime soon. And so Palestinians, like Israelis, have turned away from engagement with the other side and are looking inward. And what they're seeing isn't good, say analysts. Bashir Reyes is an economist who teaches at the West Bank's Birzeit University.
Unemployment now, we're talking about 20 plus, around 24-25%. The picture gets gloomier for a Palestinian family of mother, father and three children. The poverty line is 2,440 shekels. Talk to taxi drivers, talk to ordinary people outside of Ramallah. They can barely make 2,000.
Of course, the Israeli occupation has stymied the West Bank's economy, says Reyes. But the Palestinian Authority under Abbas, he says, hasn't done what's needed. Right now, the PA needs $200 million a month to pay the salaries of the workers on its bloated payroll. Half of that comes from revenues transferred by the Israelis. The rest comes from international donors. Donor commitments, though, have dried up. Reyes says the PA has no economic plan. It commits to government jobs it can't afford while not thinking of ways to stimulate growth.
The occupation is to blame generally, but we as Palestinians could have done a much, much better job in managing the internal affairs. Not having a plan is nothing to do with the Israelis.
Qasem Zumlet is an advisor to the Palestinian Authority. He insists Abbas and his government have transformed the situation for the better.
This is a man who has been able in the last 7 years to do a miracle, to turn a corner, to impose law and order, to bring us back into the positive energy, to build institutions.
But economist Bashir Reyes says people are not convinced anymore that the current leadership can provide a better future.
People do not have hope anymore. There is nothing to look forward to. And this is devastating. This is very serious at the long run.
Lourdes Garcia-Navarro, NPR News.